This is the Aftermarket Radio Network. Welcome, Carm Capriotto, the Service Aftermarket's podcast pioneer. Join me each week for aftermarket insights from my guest host and an industry first, a virtual shop tour. Use the industry's premier podcast as your personal networking resource. And as always, know that you'll learn one thing. The video for this show is on the Aftermarket Weekly page on remarkableresults.biz or on my YouTube channel. Hey, everybody, welcome. It's Carm Capriotto. It's another Tuesday, and it's another Aftermarket Weekly, a really cool show. If you've just joined us for the first time ever, cool show where we get a chance to talk to some great automotive aftermarket professionals and see a tour of their shop. I can't wait to have a tour of this shop. Jennifer and Mike Baggett, welcome.
Hey, Carm, how are you?
Really good. Pro Automotive Services, Wood River, Illinois. Let's see a picture of their place. This is where we're going to go. It's cool sign. Are you kidding me? Ooh, nice digital sign. Do you do more than just your phone number on that digital sign?
Yes, it rotates out. We've got our website on there. We've got Facebook on there. We've got specials on there. So yeah, it rotates out.
So good. And we're coming to you live from the Dorman OE Fix Studio, where all the cool stuff happens right here in the Carm Cave. Hey guys, how is business?
Business is booming.
Is it post-pandemic stuff? Is it pent up? Is it that we're not buying new cars? Is it C or D, all of the above?
I'd say all of the above. What do you think, Jennifer?
I think so. We didn't miss a beat with the pandemic. We had our best year ever in 2020.
It's amazing, and it continues here in 2021. What's your outlook for 2022?
We're going to be over again. Best year. We've beat last year already.
And is it because of the many places that have closed and they've just not kept up?
Yeah, I think so.
I think some of that. And also during the pandemic, we left our foot on the accelerator for our marketing. We didn't cut our budget. We actually increased our budget.
That would be all her.
All her. Jennifer gets all the credit for that. I hear she that does. We actually did an episode that's coming out soon on that exact theme. Don't take your pedal off your marketing efforts. Well, thanks for proving that. Hey, I want to thank Dorman, our great partner. Let's take a look at one of their new products. Dorman consistently is looking for improved solutions to help save time and money for those who are performing the repairs. Dorman's all-in-one loaded backing plate solution does just that. With zero assembly required, you can now stop disassembling multiple pieces to make backing plate and e-brake repairs. Dorman's loaded backing plates deliver a complete solution. This assembly replaced all the failure-prone components by combining parking brake shoes and hardware onto the backing plate. The pre-mounted parking brake shoes, springs, and clips for a bolt and go solution. Want to know more about Dorman? Well, visit DormanProducts.com. Hey, guys, thanks again for being here. Appreciate that. I know you guys are big with NAPA Car Care. And guys, I have to tell you something. I have never felt the importance, because of the pandemic, because of all the huge opportunities that you have, to become a better supply partner on both sides of the supply chain with your supplier and yourself, become truly much better supply partners. What's your thoughts on that?
I think the relationship that we build with our supplier is very important. And it's not just a business relationship. We've built a friendship as well.
Just to elaborate on that, I mean, you know, we go to the ball game with our supplier. Just the things that they do outside the business for us, you know, as business partners with them is just phenomenal.
Now, you are serviced by McKay Napa Auto Parts, am I right?
That is correct. Yes.
Do you know the owner, the store manager? I mean, do they visit you often? I'm trying to establish what I think is the importance of building a strong relationship.
Jim McKay actually was the owner, and he's selling to five different individuals and they're a team. And we know them all personally. And I think by having that relationship, we've extended it. They've had events to allow us to come to get to meet them and get to know them. And then they come and they support us. When we had our re-grand opening with our addition of our shop, they were here, their salespeople were here to help support that day. So I think it's a two-way street. That you have to put yourself out there to get to know them, and they as well put themselves out there to get to know us.
We own part of what we do. You know, I mean, it's not always a failed part. If it's something that we did, you know, we definitely don't take advantage of our suppliers.
You know, there was a point in time when Hotshot was like beam it over Scotty. And, you know, the pandemic hit and we lost jobs and we couldn't promise a customer potentially a car the same day. I mean, we could, but I think we got a little smarter and we kind of eased up on our promise times, wanting to do more with less. And I'd love to know what you expect today from your supplier as far as a quality delivery time.
So, I mean, you know, obviously if they've got it in their store, they'll get it to us, you know, ASAP. We have an understanding and our team at the front counter has also been told to brace the customer, you know, for that possibility that, hey, you know, the part is 2 days out. I apologize, but, you know, I've tried multiple suppliers. The best place to get the part isn't always, you know, available. You know, they don't always have it. So usually if there's shipping involved, we'll eat the shipping just to take care of our customer. But, you know, obviously we want to get them back on the road as soon as possible. And to that, I mean, we've got five loaner cars at this point. So, I mean, if something's going to be tied up, you know, for a couple of days, it really helps that we can put somebody in a loaner car and say, hey, you know, go continue with your life. We've got your car. And we'll call you when it's ready.
And also, though, McKay has made that commitment. They've not cut their staff during the pandemic. They've kept up their delivery times really pretty close.
I find that fascinating because I was recently chatting with a shop that has Napa as their supplier, and they've seen some issues with finding drivers. Has McKay experienced that?
I'm sure they have.
But you didn't feel it?
No. I mean, our drivers that we've had, I mean, they've had them for probably several years. I mean, we're kind of on a personal basis with those guys too. You know, I mean, they come in the door and they bebop and they hi to everybody. And, you know, how you guys doing? And, you know, it's like, how's your wife? And, you know, I mean, it's just, you know, it's that personal of a, you know, relationship that we have with them. So
it seems to me that if you have a first call supplier, then you got to treat them like a first call supplier.
Absolutely.
Right. And
Absolutely.
We do that.
And again, I go back to the fact, well, does the shop owner appreciate the fact that the store, your supplier, respects you for giving them first call?
Yes, I believe McKay does. Our store owner truly appreciates that.
So today's software, and again, I don't know what you're using for software. A lot of them can show up to five, I think, vendors that you can immediately, you know, within the work order, click on it and order. Is do you tell your people on your staff, even if somebody is 50 cent less, please buy it from my first call supplier?
Yeah. So, I mean, 50 cents really isn't going to make that much of a difference on the end ticket. And if it does, we'll adjust things. To us, I think is, you know, time is money. You know, it's money for our technicians. It's money for the shop. And quite frankly, you know, time is the only thing that we can't buy more of. So, I mean, you know, if time is wasted, it's gone forever.
On a list of, you know, parts quality, service of availability, what's a number one concern from your supplier?
I'd say quality of parts.
Yeah.
Service would be next.
Yes.
And obviously, you want them to have it there. So many supply chain issues are going on. We did a show a little while back with some, you know, key people from the manufacturers who are experienced. You know, we've seen the video of the ships out in the ocean. Trust me, there's got to be auto parts on that we need.
I guarantee it.
Guarantee. And Tonka toys, right? And
exactly.
For Christmas.
Yeah. Christmas is on those things.
Hopefully, the oil filter boat comes in real soon.
Well, that is really good. Have you experienced any kind of brownout with any particular type of product that you'd be getting from McKay?
So far, we have not. I mean, you know, we're in a real unique situation with McKay. Their warehouse is in Litchfield, which is about a 40-minute drive from here. We have three stores that we can pull from within. One is within a mile of our shop, the other is within 3 miles of our shop, and another one's probably within 5 or 10 miles of our shop. So, I mean, you know, we've got a lot of inventory that we can pull from because not all three of those stores or the warehouse have the same inventory. So,
and they also do halfways with other stores. Because I believe they've got 25 different stores and they'll do a halfway with another store for us. I mean, but at times if they tell me, you know, the store's got it, but I don't have the ability to send somebody, I'll go get it. I'll meet that driver halfway.
Have you ever received any great ideas from your supplier, your salesperson to help you run your business?
I know we've gave them a lot.
That was my next question, Mike. Give me an idea of what you've given them a lot.
They have came in and they have made suggestions on when we were in Vegas, we were getting ready to do our expansion and we were trying to buy different things. And I know Earl, the president of McKay, him and I went and he helped me buy the Energilogic big fan. And while Mike was over taking care of lifts. And so, you know, they've helped us, you know, come up with, you know, placement of different things and equipment.
And on a larger scale, you know, when you get up to Napa corporate, they actually sent a team in from Atlanta when we did our expansion and renovation and actually designed our entire waiting area, service area, and helped us lay everything out, helped us find suppliers for all the furniture, fixtures, and everything of that nature. So, I mean, you know, it goes further than just our local jobber. I mean, all the way up to, you know, corporate level out of Atlanta. So
that's great to have access to corporate. It's just great. Do you find that you're really exceptional, or do you know a lot of people within your peer groups that have access to corporate?
I think that you have to put yourself out there and make yourself accessible to corporate, and you have to go after that relationship, I think.
Right. You have to seek them out. Like we go to Vision in Kansas City and they have a booth there. We go by and we stop and say hello. And we've introduced ourselves. You have to put yourself out there.
That is incredible advice. So incredible, Jennifer. Thank you. Hey, guys, thank you for this. This is a great talk about supply partner relationships. I really appreciate it. What I'd like to do is get ready to see a tour of your place, but I just want to remind the audience how hard we've been working this week. Hey, here's some new listens for you. Came out today, a great episode from Gary Smith called We Are Signal Intelligence Specialists. I'm telling you, when you hear this episode, you're going to fall over. It is one of the most unique thinks I have heard in a long time. Also, Creating Lifetime Customers from Brittany Schindler. That's a great episode on her lifetime warranty. You got to hear that one. And then, of course, the Service Advisor Role Play number 6 came out. And that was really extra special because we put a different twist on it. We had a good role play and then, or a bad role play and then a good role play. We did 3 of them. So that was really, really good stuff. Well, I'm ready right now to get a tour of your facility. I have not seen this, so I am excited.
So this would be the entrance. We share a parking lot with several different businesses, but as you approach our building, you know, we try to be as bright and, you know, visible as possible.
Is the Auto Care Center sign in that awning new for you?
No, that's probably the oldest part about our image that we have, honestly. We've got our key drop box and our key pickup box there. As you come in the front door, you'll see Katie right off the bat.
You know, one of the things I love about the new Napa design that I know they work with you on, it looks like a hotel.
It does.
And I mean that in a positive way, that, you know, the access is less, you know, single counter. I love that.
That's our code of ethics. We like to put that stuff out there. Now, that board, if you'll back up to that board, that'll kind of speak to the partnership that we have with our local jobber. We put it out there that, you know, we wanted to put up a digital board, not necessarily a menu board, but I see so many shops you go into and there's these little tethered looking flyer things, you know, for benefits and stuff all tacked up all over the place. Katie does a wonderful job with this board. She photocopies all of those and all of those things get put up on this board and then they rotate out every 30 seconds or so. So that's. But that was donated to us through McKay Napa. Earl Flack went out and bought that from Walmart.
Nice, nice. Digital menu board. I love that.
This is my office where I'm at now. It's kind of a mess, but that's my whiteboard. That's the front office's personal bathroom.
And it's actually the girls' locker room.
It is the girls' bathroom. That shirt that's in that frame right there, that's what we used to be. We used to be pro automotive or pro exhaust and auto repair. I had a client, it's actually a family member, but he's, you know, personal client, brought that shirt back to me after 23 years after I gave it to him. So I had it framed. He had it framed for me. I take that back. He had that framed and he brought it back to me. So
the evolution of your brand is right there.
Exactly. Yep.
And that was one of the suggestions that McKay had said, that we needed to rebrand ourselves when we joined with Napa.
Yeah, there's a great wall of fame right there. Wow.
Yeah, so that's our ASC certifications for our technicians, which I think that board came from Napa or their vendors. That was their ideal part of their design. I mean, the whole office area is part of their design.
And I've seen the what's coming up. I think there you have a charge sign coming up. There's a lot of, I've been seeing a lot of that lately.
That short table and that tall table, all six of them have USB charging and 110 outlet, you know, charging there. And then in the middle of the picture, there's a little play area for the kids. And then Jennifer can speak to the design of the wall pieces. She picked all those out.
So the picture to the left, that's downtown Atlanta. And then the river road that's just a few miles from us was there. And
the arch.
The arch is just across the river from us.
You hold it right there. So this is our waiting area. We got six comfortable chairs, big screen TV, obviously, that plays pretty much what we want it to play.
Very good. Yeah, nice. How many waiters are you getting a week?
It varies, I think. Not as many as we used to. I mean, people used to wait on their cars, and now it's kind of like they don't want to do that anymore. They just want to drop it off.
They want to drop it off, but you invested in the customer wait room, your lobby. You invested in it, even though you may have 50 waiters all year. It's the impression. It's the look.
Right. So when they round this corner right here, and they come into that waiting area, it's wow. I mean, it's every time somebody says wow. So this is a cleanliness that we expect from our customer bathroom. It's clean, you know, every day. We do have a changing station here, and then Jennifer's most important thing she'll speak to right here.
This is
a hook for a purse. I never would have thought of that. And Jennifer that's been her thing. Every shop that we ever go to, I mean, she will close the door to the bathroom and she will look right at the owner and say, "Hey, where's your hook?" And they're like, "Hook for what?" She's like, "For this, you know," and she'll hold up her purse. It's kind of funny.
Jennifer, what's really great is we've done how many tours now, 70 some, and we get a lot of that. "Hey, my wife told me I got to have a hook on the back of the door." So you're so right.
So this is our original shop. It was a 4-bay shop. It's not really original anymore. We did renovate the whole thing, but the first bay has 2 post rack in it. That is probably the second oldest rack that we have, which needs to go. This is one of our diagnostic stations. It has a Snap-on top of the line, or the latest, greatest Snap-on scan tools in that cart. Those are one of the technician's personal computers in his toolbox. That's our oldest lift right there. That's a 4-post lift, kind of a parking area.
How many bays altogether?
We have 7. lifts, and then we have a couple of flat areas, so 9 to 12 maybe work areas.
Very bright. Do you have LEDs up there?
Yes, the whole shop has been converted back over to over to LEDs. That's one set of tire changers and tire balancers that we have. Above here is a waste oil furnace. And this wall right here is kind of all of the things that we stock, our filters that we stock and our fluids and all of our BG products. And then if you see the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, those are, they're not parts bins, but they do put parts in those according to what job, you know, whose job it is and what, you know, what needs to go in, you know, so they should be separated pretty decent. And then above that, we have new returns and core returns. So our parts drivers know exactly where to look and when to ask, do you have anything going back?
Got it. So 1, 2, 3 to 9, is that a tech? Is it a bay? Or I think you said it was a job?
So it's more so like a car, you know. So if on a repair order, we can put parts in area 9 or parts are in area 7 for that vehicle. So this is the entrance to the addition that we put on in 2015. This is a 65 by 90 foot building. It's extra tall, and you can see our new waste oil furnace hanging back there. But we had to get it extra tall because we've been working on boom trucks and box trucks for fleet vehicles and stuff.
So it wraps around the other bays?
Yeah, it's just an extension onto the original building. So it's you know, it's but we put the door in the end of it so that we could get to it and not have to access it from the original building. I get asked all the time about that desk up there in the storage area. That's my dad's first desk at his first business, and it's kind of a, you know, that's where it stays.
It's an L. It's called an LD. It's an LD. It's a legacy desk.
There you go.
I love that.
The door on the left is Jennifer's office, and she forbid me to go in there because it's not always made up. But anyway, then the stairs go up to the loft up there where there's storage and our oil tanks. And the next door over is the break room, which I think if you'll roll on, we'll go to the break room. Time clock. This is where we meet every morning at 8 o'clock for our daily huddle. So the break room here is, you know, pretty standard equipment, I guess, if you have a break room, if you're lucky enough to have a break room. Refrigerator with a freezer. We do have a workstation out here. The service advisors come out here and they do their 3-day callbacks here. If you need to do a private conversation with a customer, they can come back here. That's our whiteboard. It has all of our standard of operations, basically, you know, when we recommend things, if we need to post a note to the technicians, you know, they're always in here. So, and then this would be the locker room for the guys, typical, just lockers and uniforms, a place to sit down and change. And then, you know, the guys have a, you know, an exceptionally clean bathroom. I've been in a lot of bathrooms that are just nasty.
Yeah, they are. Who cleans that for you?
So my mom, who is 78 years old, cleans those bathrooms, the break room, the office area up front. She cleans them every week.
She's not that old, Mike.
What's that?
She's not that old. She's only 76.
Okay. My dad's 78. I apologize. But
when you get up there, those two years matter. Right?
It does, especially when you're a lady.
Oh, it looks like you do some fleet work.
Yes. So, like I said, we had to put the roof on higher or build the building up so that we could actually raise those things up. We were actually working on those in the other building and could only get them about 4 foot off the ground. And it was really cumbersome to work. That's our other set of tire equipment.
Yeah, when you said two, I was wondering, well, where are they? And I realized it is a distance away from the other two.
Yeah, yes. It doesn't make sense to take tires off all the way to the other end of the shop and roll them out here. But those blue boxes are our shop boxes. Those house all of our common tools that the shop owns. And then this area here, we just fenced this in the last year, secure area. And then we have a shipping container for extra storage.
Right before the converter thieves.
Yeah, exactly.
Ah, yeah. Hey, but Mike, based on this addition that you made, would you do anything different?
Made it bigger.
Yeah, I mean, we did make provisions. This wall right here was engineered to actually be removed. without any structural re-engineering per se. So we could actually take the skin off of this wall right here and continue all the way out until, you know, we're done. So, I mean, the building can move, you know, can expand. So.
And when is that planned for?
And when Jennifer says so.
That is a great answer.
And just so everybody knows, Jennifer is the owner of Pro Automotive Services, not Mike.
Oh,
I don't think that there's enough women in this industry, to be quite honest with you, but I think that's another topic, or topic for another show.
I totally agree, Jennifer. Do you belong to any woman organizations at all?
Starting to get a little bit more active, stepping out of the shop. And right now I've taken on part of the Milwaukee chapter in St. Louis. Kind of, I know another lady that you've spoke with, Kathleen, she's encouraging me for the automotive with women. And so I'm going to look into that organization.
Yeah, Women in Auto Care and Women in Automotive. Lots of great organizations. Hey, thank you guys so much for being here. I really totally enjoyed this. And on such short notice, because we did lose somebody. So that's the behind the scenes thing that we were able to have you guys come on. Mike Baggett from Pro Automotive Services in Wood River. Did I say that right, Mike?
You did. Yes.
In Wood River, Illinois. Thank you guys so much for being here. Great company, great tour, great advice in the early part of the show. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Carl.
Thank you.
Thanks for being on board to listen and learn from the premier automotive aftermarket podcast. Until next time.